gospel with you today. If you'd turn with us over into Luke's gospel, chapter number 23. Luke's gospel, chapter number 23. Luke 23. I'd like to start reading in verse 27 today, where the Bible says, "And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, and he said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and the hills cover us. Verse 31, For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry." You may be seated this morning. Father, we love You. We thank You how good that You've been to us this morning. We thank You for Your presence that stirred in our hearts. And I want to thank You for these families, God, these children. God, we have many needs in this hour. God, not only in our church, in our homes, but Lord, in our nation. And I pray and I ask You, may Liberty Baptist Church always stand for the truth of the Word of God. May we stand in the old paths of our forefathers that have laid these foundations for us. Help us now, I pray, if it be one here lost today, that I pray, Spirit of God, You'd deal with our hearts like only You can. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask You, amen and amen. Did I mention that He's wonderful? I think a lot of times we are guilty of not reflecting back of what God has done for us. We take a lot of things for granted in our lives. We take people for granted. We take our blessings for granted. God's been good to me. God's been good to you. And I'm thankful we have a God that can be trusted in this day and in this hour. Here Jesus posed a question as He's going to Calvary's tree. He asked in verse 31, "For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" Here as Jesus is speaking, no doubt of the nation of Israel, but Jesus brings it back down on a personal level to us here in Luke 23. And He said, if they'll do this to Me as a green tree, as one that is filled with sap, as one that is filled with grace and mercy, as one that has done everything for you, what will they do to you? And then He brings it to another level. He says that if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? I want to say today that the Lord Jesus is opposing this question to us, and then it starts one of the greatest passages in your King James Bible in verse 33. As they have led Jesus through the halls of Pontius Pilate, as they have taken and they have whipped him with the cat of nine tails, as he has went through that great trial of tribulation in his life, now they're taking him to Calvary, and here he makes this statement. I want to say this morning, in this passage of Luke 23 is one of the greatest passages that I've ever read in my Bible. There are many different opinions of how you can get to heaven that's in this world. But let's look today in Luke's Gospel 23 and let's look simply at what that the Lord said. For it only matters what the Lord has said. Now, first of all, in verse 33, they were come to the place that is called Calvary. Here we see a mission examined. This was not by happenstance. This was not that the devil put Jesus on the cross. It was not that the Romans put Jesus on the cross. And even though they all thought they did, but I'm going to tell you, God put His Son on the cross. And here, this mission is examined. We see they were come to a place that's called Calvary, and there they crucified Him. There they crucified Him, or Jesus. I want to remind us today, in Romans chapter number 8, and verse number 3, I'll read it and get back to my text, but here the Bible simply tells us that the Father had a plan for the Son. I'm glad that God had a plan for me and you. In Romans chapter number 8, and verse number 3, said, "For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh." So here we see this mission is examined that God sent His Son. Isn't it amazing before this world ever started that God had a plan? God knew the wickedness of man. God knew the wickedness of my heart and your heart. But I sure am glad that God had a plan for you and God had a plan for me. And here in, no doubt in this verse, we see a mission examined. But then secondly, in verse number 34, the first time that Jesus has ever mentioned this, not only do we see this mission examined at Calvary, we see mercy expressed. Mercy expressed. Verse 34, "Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Isn't it amazing that here, this is the first time that Jesus had ever expressed this phrase, "Father, forgive them." And can I tell you, He did not say that walking up the Galilean roads. He did not say that in boating on the Sea of Galilee. But here on Calvary's cross, Jesus cried, "Father, forgive them." And can I tell you today that mercy's still going out in this day and this hour. For only Jesus can cry, "Father, have mercy on them." I'm glad the cross brings mercy this morning. Has anybody ever experienced mercy in their life? Oh, I'm glad He is a God of mercy. He is a God of justice. There's a payday coming someday. There's a heaven to gain and there is a hell to shun. But here in this passage, we see a mission examined, but now we see mercy expressed. "Father, forgive them." I'm glad that the Son can get to the Father today. May I say, He is still the only intercessor between man and God today. And there Jesus hung on Calvary's cross, and He cried, Father, have mercy upon them, for they know not what they do. Boy, it's been amazing at the times in our life that the things we were doing, we really didn't realize it. But can I tell you that God knows everything about you, and God knows everything about me this morning. And here is Jesus opposed this question, if they have done this to me, He said, as righteous as I am, as goodly as I am, as holy as I am, He wants you to know that the wicked sinner will die and go to a devil's hell. Right after Jesus opposed this question, Calvary starts, and we see this mission examined, this mercy expressed. But look in verse number 36, there's mocking exposed as Jesus got on the cross. The soldiers mocked Him, coming to Him and offering Him vinegar, saying, if thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. What mocking the Lord took on our account. Could you imagine, there is the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's on Calvary's cross, hanging there for the sins of this whole world. And there's a crowd that mocked Him. Can I tell you, there's still a crowd mocking Him this morning. There's still those that are opposing Him. There's still those that are doubting Him. And I want to say today, you may be here and doubting Him. You need to get over your doubts and go to believing in the Lord Jesus, for there's nobody good as Christ is this morning. Oh, this mocking was no doubt exposed. But then in verse 39, there's a message explained. It's one of the greatest messages that's ever been written to mankind. For the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Can I tell you, one of the greatest messages that's ever been preached starts in this passage this morning. And let's look at this message explained in verse 39. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on Him. Now, in Bible studies, you'll find that this man was a thief. He was taken, he was tried by the Roman courts, and now they put Him on the cross beside Jesus. And Jesus is in the middle cross. Young people, Jesus died in the middle. He died between two thieves. And here, one of these thieves, they speak up and they say this. One that was hanged there railed on Him and said, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. You know, you're never going to get saved when you doubt who Christ is. If thou be the Christ, then save yourself and save us. Can I tell you that He was the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the penalty once. He'll never have to die again. God sent His Son one time to pay your price and my price. And I sure am glad that He's paid for the sins of the whole wide world. Now, this message that is explained, look what it says. Verse 39, one of the malefactors, but now in verse 40 it changes. But the other answering rebuked Him, saying, doest not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? He said, we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. This man hath done nothing amiss. Now, here was two men beside the Lord Jesus on the cross. One doubted Him, and one said, he sort of had an attitude. He said, if thou be Christ, then save yourself and us too. But the other, isn't it amazing that people so close to Christ could miss eternal life? Here was one placed by Jesus. There's another placed by Jesus. And one man would not believe, but the other did believe. And so I want to ask you today, have you ever been saved by the good grace of God? And here in this message that is explained, we see both are sitting beside Christ. One doubted and the other turns, and this is simply what he says. In verse 42, he said unto Jesus, he didn't say to a Baptist preacher, he didn't say to a pope, he didn't say to a church, but he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Now this message that is explained, it is a simple message. Christ died for you. Christ died for me. And as far as we know, this other thief that did not put his faith in Christ, he died without God. Isn't that so sad? And Brother Mike, I think a lot of times about the people that they were near Christ. And can I tell you, sinner friend, when you walk in this church this morning and the born-again believers come together in the body, you are nearer to Christ than you have ever been. Can I tell you, there's been many people that has been near Him, but they've never made a decision for Him. There's been a lot of people that have been in that environment where Christ was, but their heart never turned toward Him. I ask you today, sinner friend, has your heart ever turned to Jesus? He loves you. And He loves you so. And in this statement, I want to say this morning that this message is explained, but now there's going to be a meeting experience. For he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Can you imagine that morning in gloom? There was a thief that was guilty. He was put on a cross with Christ, and in that morning he was in a place of gloom. That evening, he called upon Christ and he said, Lord, remember me. Now he's experienced a place of grace. I'm glad that there is the grace of God this morning. That morning, he was in gloom. That evening, he was in grace. But Jesus said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. That night, he was in glory. Can I tell you that this is one of the greatest passages in our Bible to let me know of how I'm going to get to heaven. How are you getting to heaven? You say, well, preacher, I know I'm going. Well, let me ask you something. Have you ever trusted Jesus to be your Savior? Young people, there's no other way to heaven but by the Lord Jesus Christ. Mom and daddies, as them children come and give their giving to the Lord every Sunday morning, my heart is encouraged and my heart is challenged to stay with this Bible truth that runs from Genesis to Revelation. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. Young people, you must be saved by the good grace of God. Older people, you must be saved by the grace of God. Isn't that amazing, too? One on one side, the one on the other. Both had the same chance. Both had the same opportunity. But you see, one's heart turned to Christ. And as far as we know, the other one did not. Isn't it amazing that Jesus said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise"? Could you imagine when that old thief left out of this world? How guilty he had become. He was condemned. But that one trust that he put his everything in Jesus got him into heaven that night. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, well, you've got to do good to go to heaven. This thief was nailed on the cross of Christ. He could not do good. He could not walk good enough. His feet was nailed to the cross. He could not work enough. He could do nothing but simply rely upon the grace of God by Him sending His Son. Can I tell you this morning, we can't work our way in, we can't walk our way in, but we can trust our way in. I wonder today, would you be willing to trust Jesus as your Savior? You know, last week we experienced one of the greatest sights. There we were with several men in a prison. It was standing room only around the room in this prison in a chapel. In many prisons, they have chapels set aside. These prisoners come into that revival at night. I was thinking as I looked at them men, here they had got caught. These thieves had got caught. And the greatest day in my life is when I got caught up with, when my sins caught me, and I realized I was a sinner. And I realized hell was going to be my home. And I wanted to do something about it. Do you want to do something about your situation? And simply that trust. When he trusted Christ that day, Jesus turned and said to him and him alone, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." You know, it is so peaceful knowing when I meet God, I'll be saved. It's so peaceful knowing when I meet God, I'll be safe. Simply not because I've preached, not because I've paid my tithes, not because I've been baptized, but because my heart turned to Christ and I trusted Him by faith. I want to ask you this morning, have you ever trusted Christ by faith? Have you put your faith in Christ and Christ alone? What else more could He do than hang on a cross for you and me? They sang this morning, "I'm glad we're redeemed by the blood." Jesus did not spill His blood, He shed His blood. Let me share and ask you to